我们这一次要一起来学习罗马书。
We'd like to study the book of Romans.
世界上有很多的宗教。
There are many religions in this world.
那每一个宗教背后都有它一套的道理。
And behind each religion, there is a set of doctrines.
那如果我们了解每个宗教背后所隐藏的道理，我们就可以比较。
If we understand the doctrines behind each religion, then we can make a comparative study.
那虽然每个宗教说都说他们在拜神，
even though each religion claims to be worshiping God,
但是每个宗教对神的定义不一样。
However, each faith's definition of God is different.
那它里面的道理也不很大的不同。
And the doctrines also vary wildly.
那了解我们信仰的原理我们的信仰根基才会很稳固。
Only when we understand the root of our faith will we be secure.
很多中国传统的民间宗教信仰讲不出一套道理。
A lot of a Chinese traditional faith, you can't really get a grasp on what they believe in.
你为什么去拜土地公？
Why do you worship the land God?
你为什么去拜偶像？
Why do you worship idols?
你可不可以讲一套道理出来？
Can you give me a rational logic?
里面没有道理，讲不出来。
But there's no logic whatsoever.
木头刻的，你怎么把它当神拜？
Why would you bow down to a wood carved idol?
如果木头刻可以变成神，那人就比神还厉害，因为人可以造神。
If you can bow down to a handmade idol, then humans are far superior than the idols, and you can become God.
所以这个讲不出道理的信仰叫做迷信。
So a faith that has no logical or rational thinking is superstition.
那迷信呢，也有体验。
Even with superstition, you can still experience some sort of experience.
所以它才会吸引这么多人。
This is why people are drawn to the faith.
那这个体验是从另外一个灵来的，不是从神来的。
But such type of experience come from a different kind of spirit, not from God.
那其他的宗教虽然有它一套的道理。
And even though other religions do have their set of doctrines.
那不是神的道。
But they do not belong to God.
那是人发明的道。
Rather, they are doctrines of human invention.
那道跟灵是合在一起的。
Doctrines and spirit is really inseparable.
所以那一套信仰引导人离开真神。
So a set of doctrine will lead people away from true God.
所以回教印度教都有体验。
So with Islam and Hinduism, they all have their various experiences.
没有体验不会吸引这么多人。
Without experiences, there's no way they could draw on so much worshipers.
但是这一套道理引导人离开真神。
However, such type of doctrine actually lead people away from the true God.
事实上，那是魔鬼的道理。
So in fact, they are the doctrines of devil.
所以学习罗马书就是要让我们知道很纯正信仰的道理是什么。
The reason why we study the letter to the Romans is to understand that pure faith.
如果有慕道者问说，我想读圣经，要从哪里开始？
If there's a true seeker who come to you and ask, where should I start reading the Bible?
我们一般都建议他从新约开始。
We typically recommend them to start with the New Testament.
那新约从哪里开始？
And where from the New Testament?
就是从四卷福音书开始。
Beginning from the four Gospels.
因为整本圣经的中心人物就是主耶稣。
Because the central character of the entire Bible is Jesus Christ himself.
主耶稣的降生是救恩的实现。
The descension of Lord Jesus Christ is the beginning of the fulfillment of salvation.
那旧约是预言耶稣的降生。
Whereas Old Testament is a prophecy of Lord Jesus.
那四福音是救恩的显现。
And the four Gospels represent the fulfillment of the salvation.
那这个四福音到写到最后都讲主耶稣升天。
Because toward the conclusion of the four Gospels, they all point to Jesus' ascension into heaven.
我们信的主耶稣在哪里？现在在天上。
So where is Lord Jesus in whom we believe? He is in heaven.
那在天上做什么？
What's he doing in heaven?
为我们预备地方。
He is there preparing a place for us.
然后他会再来。
And he shall descend again.
那就是到了启示录，耶稣再来就到了启示录。
When Lord Jesus comes again, it's in fulfillment of Book of Revelation.
那耶稣升天以后他要把这个道理传给世界上每个人。
After Lord Jesus' ascension to heaven, our duty is to preach the gospel to everyone.
所以四福音完就是使徒行传。
So after the four gospels follows the book of Acts.
使徒行传又叫做圣灵行传。
The book of Acts is also called the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
就是主耶稣把传福音的责任交代给使徒。
Which means that Lord Jesus entrusted the commission to preach the gospel onto the disciples.
但是主耶稣还在做工。
But Lord Jesus himself is also still working.
他降下圣灵。
He poured down the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵在做工。
So Holy Spirit is working.
圣灵带领使徒把福音传到地极。
Holy Spirit guided the apostles to preach the gospel till the end of the earth.
那使徒行传完了就进到罗马书。
At the conclusion of the book of Acts, enter into the book of Romans.
那罗马书就是解释信仰的原理。
The Romans explains the principles of our faith.
为什么犹太人要信耶稣？
Why is it that Jews believe in Jesus Christ?
为什么福音所传到其他的文化种族，他有他们自己的宗教，也需要信耶稣？
Why is it that gospel needs to reach all the other nations, races, and various religions because they all need Jesus Christ?
这个就是罗马书的重点。
This is the central message of Romans.
就是基督教信仰的原理。
Which is the principle of Christianity.
那在罗马书里面，其实如果我们从头把它读一遍，
If we read the book of Romans thoroughly once,
如果保罗今天来当律师，他是第一流的律师。
If Paul were to become an attorney today, he would be the first-rate attorney.
因为他从第一章第一节一直到最后一章，这个整个的思想逻辑非常严谨。
Because Paul's thinking and logic from beginning from chapter 1 until the concluding chapter is faultless and very perfect.
让你没有办法找到什么破洞在里面。
And you cannot find anything that is self-conflicting.
所以罗马书，我们如果用它的 前后的关系来可以分作几个重点。
When we study the book of Romans, you can find that there are several segments.
第一个就是讲它的主题。
First is its main message.
如果我们要把使徒行传用一节圣经节来描写，那是哪一节？
If we were to use one verse to describe the book of Acts, which verse would that be?
那就使徒行传一章八节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
圣灵降临,
the Holy Spirit descended.
你们要得着能力,
you shall receive power.
然后你们要去传福音,
and you will go out and preach the gospel.
从耶路撒冷,
beginning from Jerusalem,
犹大全地,
to the land of Judea,
撒玛利亚,
Samaria,
直到地极,
until the end of the earth.
所以这个28章就是一章八节把它扩充。
So from this one verse, it expanded onto the entire book of Acts.
这个就是使徒行传。
This is the book of Acts.
但是如果我们读罗马书,
when we come to the book of Romans,
罗马书的整个主题,
the entire theme of this letter,
就是在我们看罗马书的第一章,
let's turn to Romans chapter 1,
罗马书的第一章,
Romans 1,
16节,
verse 16,
还有17节,
and 17. 请, For I am not... 16节,
罗马书第一章, 16, 17节,
Okay, two verses, Romans 1, verse 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jews first, and also for the Greek. 17. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
这里讲神的义要在福音上显明。
Here it states, the righteousness of God will be revealed from faith to faith.
那这义是本于信以至于信。
This faith, this righteousness comes from faith to faith.
如经上所记，义人要因信得生。
And as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
这个就是整个罗马书的主题在解释这一节。
So this is the central message of Romans distilled into this one verse.
首先要谈到救恩，我们需要谈到罪。
When we talk about salvation, we also need to begin by talking about sin.
为什么很多人他觉得我不需要耶稣？
Why is it that many people feel that they don't need Jesus Christ? Jesus once went to a household of Pharisees.
他说有病的才用得着医生。
And he stated that only the sick are required physicians.
主耶稣讲那个病就是罪。
And that sickness refers to sin.
医生就是主耶稣本身。
Physician refers to Jesus Christ himself.
所以在那个房间里面,
So in that very room,
第一个就是税吏，他们觉得他们有罪。
First were the tax collectors who felt that they were sinners.
哦，所以他会来找耶稣。
This is why they sought out Jesus Christ.
耶稣就是医生，要解决人的罪。
And Jesus Christ is the physician. He will resolve the sin of mankind.
但是在那一个房间里面，最可怜的是谁？
But within that room, who is the most pitiful?
哦，就是自己生病，但是不知道有病。
They are the people who were actually sick, but did not know that they were sick.
因为如果知道有病，有一个医生，耶稣就在那里。
Because if they realized they were sick, there was a physician right there, Jesus Christ.
哦，所以世界上的人，他觉得自己没有罪。
The people of the world feel that they are guiltless.
哦，虽然主耶稣来到世界上，他们并不觉得需要主耶稣。
And even though Jesus Christ came to this world, they felt no need for him.
哦，这是最可怜的。
And this is the most pitiful.
啊，如果我们知道我是罪人，
if we realize that we are sinners,
我们知道救恩就在这里。
And we know that salvation is here.
耶稣可以解决我们的罪。
Jesus Christ can resolve our sin.
啊，所以从第一章到第三章二十节，就是在讲罪的问题。
So from chapter 1 until chapter 3 verse 20 talk about the sin of mankind.
哦，外邦人有罪。
That the Gentiles have sins.
啊，犹太人也好不了多少。
But the Jewish people were not much better.
哦，虽然神的律法给他们，他们也一样都是罪人。
Even though God's laws were given to them, but they were just as sinful as the others.
所以在神的面前没有一个义人。
Before the presence of God, there is not one righteous man.
每个都是罪人。
Every person is sinful.
所以每个人都需要救恩。
This is why everyone needs salvation.
啊，每个人都需要主耶稣。
Everyone needs Jesus Christ.
因为救恩是从主耶稣来的。
For salvation comes from Jesus Christ.
那罪讲完了，接下去就讲救赎。
And after talking about sin, follows salvation.
因为有罪啊，要救啊，所以下面就讲救赎。
Because there is sin, so you need redemption.
啊，那救赎包括个人的救赎。
This redemption includes personal salvation.
啊，所以从第三章开始有提到我们个人怎么可以得救。
And beginning from chapter 3, it talks about how we personally can be saved.
那到了十一章就进到整个人类的救赎。
Until chapter 10, chapter 11 talks about the salvation for the entire mankind.
包括犹太人到最后都要悔改得救。
Including the Jews themselves will also come to repentance and believe in Jesus Christ for salvation.
主耶稣来的日子就近了。
And then that day of Lord Jesus' second coming will be drawing very near.
哦，所以啊，外邦人就是我们这些非犹太人，他有一定的数目满足了，犹太人就要悔改。
And once the Gentiles, meaning us who are non-Jews, the numbers have been fulfilled, then the Jewish people will also come to repentance.
然后神救赎的计划完成，主耶稣就要再来。
Then with the salvation plan of Lord Jesus fulfilled, then God will come again.
所以第一章到十一章可以讲我们信仰的一个原理。
From chapter 1 to chapter 11 describes the basic principle of our faith.
就是因信称义。
Which is righteousness through faith.
那称义的重点就是借着主耶稣的宝血。
The justification is through the precious blood of Christ.
那主耶稣的宝血是从他的牺牲来的。
The precious blood of Jesus Christ came about through his sacrifice.
所以整个前面救赎的理论都是从主耶稣的宝血开始。
So the entire foundation for salvation comes from the precious blood of Christ.
也就是他为我对我们的爱，爱到为我们牺牲生命。
Which demonstrates Lord Jesus' love, his very great love, to the extent where he's willing to lay down his life for us.
爱如死一样坚强。
For love is as strong as death.
最强的是死。
What is the strongest? Is it death?
主耶稣爱我们爱到死。
Lord Jesus loves us to death.
好，那从十二章一直到十五章。
From chapter 12 to 15.
就是我们对主耶稣的爱的一个回应。
Is the reciprocation of our love toward Jesus Christ.
如果主耶稣这么爱我，
If Lord Jesus loves us so much,
是给我救恩，
has given me salvation,
那我得到救恩以后应该怎么生活？
Then once I receive salvation, how should I conduct my life?
所以十二章到十五章就是讲实际生活的改变。
So chapter 12 to 15 talks about the practical transformation in our daily lives.
所以我们的信仰是很实在的。
Therefore, our faith is very pragmatic.
我们要报答神的恩典也是很实在的。
And the way we can reciprocate God's love is also very practical.
信仰离不开生活。
For our faith cannot be separated from life.
所以十二章到十五章就是在讲实际生活的改变。
Chapter 12 to 15 talks about the transformation in our practical life.
那最后就是结论。
And concluded with a conclusion.
好，那我们现在看，罗马书第一章的第二节。
Now let's turn to Romans 1 verse 2.
罗马书第一章的第二节。
Romans 1 verse 2.